Shus Atimori. Sugim Chashmal, Jusni, one of the place of Barai. I mean, Ashulchim Alachim, over the past 100 years. So, because of the Tshuvas, from the Gdolim, sometimes you see from the Matthias wasn't exactly clear. Sometimes the Matthias changed. And a lot of Paiskim are not exactly clear how to categorize electricity besides Shabbos. So, trying to, what came out with the Hanhaga of Klal Yisrael is, first, the din of Chashmal electricity, if it gets hot, you have a light bulb that gets hot. So in that case, the assumption among the Paiskim is that either Beikin is Tadavaro, maybe it's Tadbishel, it's the Deraiso. And look at that Skomo to Mechaim Moiter, to Ma'ur Eish, to Shlomo Zalman. He writes to him, he's not exactly sure when he will say for to come to Ma'ur Seks upon Klal Yisrael, Lavada, it's the Deraiso, Ba'amukubal. Mighty said, once you are the safer, the Kvalik is safer, you make everything very clear, and therefore he gave our scummer to it. But Ikka was Kvalik Mokubal, everyone knows B'chai Moiser, to show this point, he made Barim Ore Eish on a light bulb, just to show the point that's Mamash Eish. But, so therefore, Avadar, a light bulb, when it's hot, Avadar, it's the Isser, Avoro, Isser, Vishal, that's clear. Among the Paiskim is clear that way. What about Chashmal has nothing to do with Eish? Electricity without Eish, the case of Shlomo Zalman was a gate to his mother wearing a hearing aid, it does not get hot. You have a watch on your hand, has a battery, it does not get hot. A fan, it should not get hot, even though sometimes you touch it might be warm, it's not yet sweater spoy, it should not get hot. Things are etim, do not get hot. Where's the Isser Chashmal when things do not get hot? There's no Avora, there's no Bishul. What's the loch of electricity? So first of all, the way how it works is when you have a plug, you stick it to the wall, close off the circuit, and when it has a place to go, has a light bulb at the end, then electricity goes from its source all the way back down to the light bulb. Let's say you connect the two circuits, with no light bulb at the end, no place to go, then electricity does not go through the home five wires, it's not shot. Electricity goes to the wire and waits by the light bulb. It does not go at all. You have to have the circuits going to the ending point where it connects all the way to the end. When there's an ending point where it can have a halos to, then it goes from the back all the way down to the light bulb. If there's no final point, the circuit's not closed all the way at the end, then the mice will be open, therefore Chashmal will not go through. You can get electric shock, depends what you touch it with. With a conductor, you touch your finger, well, it shouldn't happen. You touch it with a broken knife or something, a conductor. You need a conductor to conduct it. If your finger is a conductor, fine. But I didn't say that. I'm just saying Matthias first. First thing Matthias. Matthias is, electricity does not travel through the wires unless it has a place at the ending for it to be closing the circuit. It does not. If you put a plug in and you have a light bulb at the end that's not plugged, there's no light bulb, it's unscrewed, it's open, it does not go until there. There's no place for it to... It will not go. When you touch it, the conductor goes very quick, it goes from the back all in. But does not. The Matthias is, it does not transfer to the light bulb. Chuvas who starts discussing does it, doesn't it? The Matthias, they got back from where the place wanted to be Machmor, and they said the Matthias does not transfer electricity till the end unless there's something to Makabalert. That's facts. Again, I don't know these facts, I'm sure. That's what it's wrote down on this forum. Now, what is the Shalom Metal electricity? What is the Itz over here? So, come along the Paiskim and the Beis Yitzchak has a Shuvah of Shmalko, the Yodei Chal Beis. You want to say the Itz Mitzad Moilit. The Gemara discusses when you have a beged, you want to put a reyach to a perfume to it. Since you're creating a new smell into a beged, get a mitzan moilud. Therefore, the Beis Yitzchak comes along, it's choshim mitzan moilud. The Achiezer in Chelek Dalad and Simavav, he also speaks down the Beis Yitzchak and says the chashash mitzan moilud. And therefore, those paiskim will tie the mitzan moilud. Now, mitzan the sugya moilud, Shlomo Zalman is a mayach and tshuva, he doesn't understand it, numerous kashas, the Sliyezer, numerous kashas, the Sliyezer, beikim wants to make it, it's not negated to moilud. It's why it's the Chestam Shutz, there's no real Chalois over here. But my son, Shlomo Zalman ends off as Shuva, Kvar Hoyra Zokin, already the Beis Yitzchak, already passing that way, Kvar Hoyra Zokin, and therefore we choshi mitzad itz mitzad moilud. To make Chashmal, to create a new entity over here, Kvar Hoyra Zokin mitzad moilud. Now that was how the Gdolei Achronim, until they came along the Chaznish, and printed the Sefer, and he came on, and he was Mechadish, a new Isser called Boino Makir Patish. He was chadish a new chalois it's over here mitzad creating or destroying or tikkun manam. to be Isra Abonon, L'chor even take away won't be Moilat, right? L'chor there'll be numerous things you have to deal with. If you do Abonon, and it won't be a Din Deraiso. The Chandish came along with the Chandish, L'chor we're dealing with, he writes one time, Kovel Isra Deraiso, writing right from Isra Deraiso, and he's Choshim, he said, Isra Deraiso, Abonon, V'saiso, Marko, Patrish, Misak, Amono. Now, L'locho, we'll get to L'locho, but Maisa, the Orlatian himself goes this way, Vosner, B'yasha, they're very clear, they go with Malach for the Chazanish. Now, Shlomo Zalman, Kiyidua, he wrote a Sefer Mo'oresh when he was 24 years old. It was really the beginning of the Sefer, and it was the second Sefer. Now, his first Sefer, he wrote on Shmaita, his first one. Over there, they bring down the new Mo'oresh HaShalom, they bring down two different places. That first, Shlomo Zalman, when he discussed Inuv Chashmal, what the Isser is, he writes, he had a whole parak, the Shmuel Orbach says that his father told him he had a whole parak about Boino. A whole parak about Boino, why it should not be Boino. However, when he gave out his ksavim to different gedolim, different tamid chachamim, they all were tamia. Why the world should even think it's boino that you have to write a whole parak against boino? For that reason, Shlomo Zalman was gone as his parak and put it, and therefore did not print it. There was no reason for it. It's posh. There's no shaykes to boino. Why? That's what he wrote. This was printed in 1935. Maisa in 1948, 13 years later, when he's 37 years old, already much older, my age. Fine. So he dealt with the Chaznish. He saw the Chaznish was writes the Isser of Chashmal Mital Isser Raiso, and he was ready matter his mother to put on and to wear a hearing aid on Shabbos. And he writes that he spoke to one of the Gdolim who already passed away. He was masking with him, and therefore was going with him tzar that according to the Chaznish was even nichshol that tell his mother he can wear a hearing aid. Oh, so he gets about also Moilet. Maisa, the numerous reason why to be make him with a Moilet. Even Moilet is not too happy with in Tshuva. That's what he says, it should not be Moilet also. He says, but Maisa wants to say, even the basis of Shita, once our hearing aid is on already, he wants to say to make it up or lower, won't be any answer of Moilet either. So Baker, even Moilet is not too happy with. Fine, he has Voi covered the Briyas, and the Tzorach, Shaz Chak, Rabbonon. So Maisa, from Zamb, Eker want to be Makel. He wants to be that way, the Ebony Sol brings down the Chaznish, Dain Fisher, and says Tzorach in Gadol of Nasher Klein. The others want Taino. The main Taino, the main Kasha, the riot to be Makel, is how Shlomo Zalman and other Tshuvas write this way, is that until the Chaznish came along, there's a Tshuva by the Achiezer and the Tshuva by the Beis Yitzchok and the May Aruch HaShulchan and Lam Loya, they cannot figure out what the Isser is. No one even has a Havmin to mention Boina, it is Boina, not Boina. Everyone's discussing Moilad, other Yisurim. But no one even discusses the concept of boina to even they have no even have meaning to even think about that. Why is it not? So this lechura, the ikatayna, the one who argued the Chaznish, they didn't even think about it until the Chaznish came along in the 1940s when he wrote what he says. That's the ikatayna we see. Gdola Paiskim from the Masham and onwards, the ikat held not like that. No shaykes to boina. Now that's first the machlokes of Paiskim. Now what does he say to the machlokes? So. So Mazalman, due to this fact that he let his mother wear a hearing aid, he wrote a letter to the Chaznish. Chaznish wrote back a letter, he wrote a second letter, he wrote back to him. Baruch Hashem, we have very clear what the Yisrael of the Chaznish is and why Bishlam Mazalman wanted to disagree. First, the Yisrael of the Chaznish, when he wrote back, he says, Be'ikr, there are two separate problems. The problem when the fact the Harchav Parakim, putting two things together, making it into one, you're taking two wires, you're connecting it, attaching it, that's Baino. You're connecting two wires, making it into one, that's number one. Number two, even without the wires, the fact that you give, his words are tikkun tzura begeshem. You give a tzura to the geshem. You give a form to the substance. Basically, we have a golem, you have a form, and you have a chomer, a guf hadavar, and you give a form to it, you shape something, that's creating something. You take a piece of wood and you give a shape to it, that's creating something. Here also, the fact that he says that you create, you give a tzura to the geshem. He says, what's the tzura to give to the geshem? You're giving a chaim to the moves. That's what it said. And you're giving a tzura to it. You're giving chaim to it. Giving life to it. So that might says, nichol and together also mitzad boino. There's one boino mitzad connecting the wires. And there's one boino, one mitzad giving the tzura to the geshem. Giving a form moves to chaim. The chaim, I guess. The substance. Basically, again, giving moves to chaim is the way he's saying it. Giving or chaim moves, depends if you say so boino. But when you give chaim l'mavis, you're giving a substance to something, a tzura to something, that's also boino. Two separate istrim of boino, either connecting the wires or giving the tzura to it. Making l'mavis l'chaim. Oh, so, step by step. That's first what Chazan says. Kamal Moshe Mazalman, he writes back, and he has On each point, it has two separate tainas. On the tiny one, say harchav prokim. The fact that he wants to say connecting two things, that itself should be chayiv. To discussing first of all the case of a hearing aid, which is metaltlim, it's not karko. It's ruafoy. Connecting why is it ruafoy? Ruafoy by metaltlim, by kalim, the mice is mutter. So one kashi says, first of all, it's ruafoy. One of the ones should be chayiv for it. Very nice in connecting. Connecting two things that are ruafoy, you should not be chayiv for it. That's number one. Number two, even when I say it's karko, even when I say it is a connection, it's kiso kalim, it's his tamshus. You take the cap off, take the cap back on. That's where you mashamash it. You put the volume on, or you put the machine on, you put the machine off. Because nichol the hetzav kiso kalim. There's no hetzav rafa by karko. The case was the case rather was of hearing aid. That's what he starts off from to chaznish. This case was hearing aid. It has no kashya. It's not a hearing aid. There's no hetzav rafa by karko. On the second yisoid, you're saying giving a tzura to the geshem. So the ikur, the ma'aser of the yisoid itself, he agrees to was brought down on the shuv in chushloimo that he said, let's say you take a piece of metal and you give it a charge and make it magnetic. He agrees, you even this is the rice of Masaka Mother, you gave a charge, you gave a tzura to the geshem. To give a disc, you take a blank disc and also to make put on things, lines, and you can read the disc and make it into a real disc that you're able to listen to it, to do something with the disc. He says also that Avad is giving a tzura to the geshem, he agrees to the yisoid. However, he says over here, Lamaisi not giving a tzura to the geshem. He says, why? What is a wire doing? It's only passing through the wire, going through the wire into the bulb or into the hearing aid. And the connecting point is better than not giving tzura to the geshem. That's number one. Number two, he says, on this Indian being giving tzura to the geshem, is by when you make a magnet over here, this magnet now forever is be charged as a get of a magnet. You made a barzel into a magnet. Mash Enkin, in this case, you always need an outside factor for chashmal constantly to go in. If you don't have an outside factor for chashmal constantly to go in, then the machine won't work. So it's like having a person doing, it's like holding, we discussed once about oil, holding an oil over your head with your hands. That's not oil. Since you always have your hand there, you didn't create anything. You give it tzura to the geshem, you didn't give it a form to the geshem. It's not here, because you always need outside factors to create it. You write in tshuva, it needs 50 times a second that it goes inside electricity. I'm not sure the Messias. But Maitre, you need constantly, over and over, that a geshem, an outside factor to go inside. If one thing, you did not give it tzura, you created something, created nothing, something outside constantly doing it, it's not the thing itself. That's the two tainas on the Indian of giving it tzura to the geshem. The chaznish writes back in both of them also. He tainas first of the study is saying, the chibur is rafoy. If one thing is mutter, again, I want to ask inside the chokh, we might prokem, put two prokem together. You ask me first of all, inside the chibur is rafoy, and you ask me inside the Indian that it's kisa kalim. So mitzad the chibur is rafoy, I'll answer back very simple. There's no hetter of rafoy called Torah Kulay. There's no hetter in all the melachos, lamentas, melachos, no hetter of rafoy. Dafka by boina, what's the hetter? Since ain't been in the seer by kalim, it's not choshev kali. Rafoy is also not choshev, therefore my soul be pot is not choshev. Mash Enkin, if I can make something that be very choshev, even though it's rafoy, you'll be high for it. He says, I gave life to something, I did something, I created something, it's wonderful electricity. That true it's rafoy. But this chashivas over here, the chashivas itself gives a get of taka. The chashivas makes into taka. There's no yisod of rafa. The yisod of rafa is not choshev. So if I can override that and make into choshev, now it's a get of taka. So you want to tell me it's rafoy? It is rafoy. But it has a chashivas of taka. Therefore it has a get of taka. Therefore you're chai for it. Tad the kashi is mitad kisa kalim, his yisod, we mentioned it last time. The yisod of kisa kalim is that when you separate the two parts, each one can be used by itself. The bottle can be used when it's open, when it's closed. You can pour out of it and can protect with it. But when you separate two things, like a meteor shell, for often it's separated and each one by itself is meaningless, and put together you make it into bed, yichayv chatos. Also, a wire over here and a wire over here by itself is meaningless. You put together, you make electricity, it's wonderful. The mavus l'chaim. Therefore, that reason is a gedder of not kisa kalim, because by itself it has no use. By itself it has no use, it's not kisa kalim. The whole lot of kisa kalim is when itself it has a use. That was a cash of soul check of the baby bottles. But the whole yisoid over here, it keeps the kalim with each, the bottle itself has use whether it's attached, not attached. Masha Engen by Chashmal, when it's disattached, each side has no use. When you put it together, it gives it the use. Therefore, it will not have a heter kisa kalim. That's mitzad in him being putting the two wires together. The tzadi asked me of giving the tzura to the geshem in Movis Lachayim. So first you want to know that it's only a var of alma passing through. He says, so what? Even though it's a vorab alma, but the maisa cannot be used any other way. This is the way how it passes through, and that self is giving the tzura to the geshem. That self is making the wires work that can pass through the electricity into the gufat over. That itself is giving it the tu'a. What's the tu'a that can pass through it? That's number one. And number two, that you tiny little mice, you need an outside factor. So the only time you say you have an outside factor, when let's say a Baba Chiyuah, he has to do it every single second. If Baba Chiyuah takes away his finger, it'll stop. Fine, the mice is the outside factor. Here, due to the laws of physics and due to the laws of science, once you connect the two wires, it constantly happens that way. You do not need a Baba Chiyuah anymore to keep creating this electricity. You don't need another person here anymore. You don't need another person. That's a Metzius. Once that's a Metzius, it's not every second something an outside factor coming in. It's built in already. It's here already. Once it's here, we created something. Mamavis Lachaim, you should be high for it. That's basically the Tanzim Shalom Azalman. That's basically what the Chazish answered back. The kids are those of the Svaras. Just with one of the Shdaka Kasha Shalom Azalman, do not issue the Chazish, but he brings down the Mincha Shloima Kasha. Now you want Tanav is the Isra Mitad Mimavis Lachayim, giving life to something. Therefore, it's very choshev, therefore, to be Osman Tabayna. For the Shtrak Akasha, the Gemara that we'll get to in a couple of weeks, about in of the Kinim, that the Loch is clear in the Gemara that Kinim, they're not part of Rava Lamaisi, allowed to kill on Shabbos. You're allowed to kill them on Shabbos. Now, we possibly also, shallow of our Kinim that we find in people's heads, is actually the same part of Kinim that is Bizman Chazal, not Bizman Chazal, but clearly you're allowed to kill them. Now, Kinim, Lamaisi, it walks around, crawls, there and there. And Lamaisi, a lot of kill. And there's no problem with that Tzoyser. No problem with that Voino. In Lachom, Mavis Mechayim, go to Mekinim. Back to Shalom Azalman. And still, that more is clear. Loch still, you're allowed to kill them. You come along, tell me, electricity, no, that's in the Voino, because you're giving life to something. And that Lamaisi, it'd be awesome to have Voino. But Kinim walks around, it's alive, it breathes. I think it breathes. So Lamaisi, that's not going to be Mavis Mechayim. That won't be Chayim Tzad Tzoyser. So we see Lamaisi, you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos. That Lamaisi, the Shtak Kasha, not a good territory for. Five. That's the kitzur, the yisur between Machloekim Shalom Azalman and again the Chaznish. Chaznish called Taina, there's a problem of putting the two wires together and mitzad that you're giving a tzur to the Geshem. And then Shalom Azalman says putting two wires together, it's roughly kitzakalim. And myself, the inyan of giving a tzur to the Geshem, he agrees upon the yisur, but not the specific case. Aloch l'maisel, how do we paskin? So it's klal l'maisel, all the svarim is manenu, all the paskim is manenu, everyone's choshish for the Chaznish. That's not a shaila. Avadu Choshev ben Chashnish. The shell is what to do with Makam Atzorach, with Makam Tziruchim, with Makam Chaylish Ein Baisakona, with Makam Amir Akam, cases of Gromos, cases you have Tziruchim, what's Alochim? So I once was speaking to the Baruch HaShabbos of Rubin. He once gave a shiur about a Chaylish Ein Baisakona. He did not let him do a Shinoi on the case of a Chashmal. So I went over to him, first of all, Chashmal, even if it's Deraiso, Shinoi Deraiso by Chaylish Ein Baisakona, Shlomo Zalman and the Tzilo David, and the grass and others of Saimich Lahakul, fine, Roypas can argue. Voida told him, Chashmal is only Chumrah, Chum is Chaznish, everyone knows the Chumrah. Why mean Chashmish so much? So he was very surprised by that. He says, I know Yeshiva grew up in, I know what base medrash you're from. Chaznish is a local Maisa. There's no Tzuruthim, there's no Kulas. Chaznish is the Maisa Deraisa. Fine, that's Maisa how he goes, that's how he writes in the Sefer now that just came out recently. And he comes out, he gave a share recently about 2 months ago about the tumult of the elevators. So in that share, at least 10 times he mentioned and Chashmal's deraisa, so left the sovereign sovereign deraisa lechomro. So anyone who held the other way always came walked out of a share Chashmal's chash. Fine, the maaser, what to make on elevators? But he mentioned 10 times and his malach all over is maaser Chashmal maaser deraisa. That's the world that he grew up in, where he was brought up. Maaser, the world that I grew up in, and we see numerous pesukim, numerous tshuvas. Chumash Chaznish, that's the lotion of the Moinam. We call Chumash Chaznish, Maisa of Chashmal, Avada of Choshish. The shell is now how far. For example, Moshe has numerous tshuvas about Chashmal. Avada writes, be Choshish mitzad, either Makapatish or mitzad, Boina. He brings it down. However, for a safety quote, now that's a Shito, the Maisa of 3 other times he writes, Avada, I'm not exactly sure what the Isser is, and Avada only Shash, and every time he make him maybe by hearing aids, even though you should not be make up by microphones, and therefore maybe get a good shut off an air conditioner. Yeah, it's different. He goes back and forth. He's not exactly sure what the issue. So the Vadish be choishes, but Makom Atzorach was what do you make of? The same thing to Tzliyazer. Also the same thing in Tshuvas. He writes, a Vadish be choishes, however Makom Atzorach, the Tshuvas you can't be make of. A Dayan Weiss also. I mean, someone like bring down Dayan Weiss, sometimes he says the right, sometimes he says the Rabbanon. His Tshuvas is very clear. I'm choishes the right, so, and a Vadish be choishes, 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 to say he's Soyser, he's not Soyser. He writes very clear, by microphones he writes Avadim Gimachman, hearing aids he writes Avadim what do you make? Well, he's not exactly sure what the issue is covered. Abrius Machman Tzorich, Shanshak Avadim Gimachman. And Maisa seems to me that, again, go around Klaisel, the Kutz, the Klaisel, some go Shtak, Halach Lamaisel, some go Shtak, the Chumut Chaznish, and there's some go in between. Lamaisel, exactly what to do, Avadim Lachoshish, Avadim Zindaraisel. Mokum Atsir, Mokum Ashasid Chak, you have to ask a Rav, what kibbutz are you from exactly? How to ask him?
Are the machmir machalik between karka and kelim? Because kelim do that it's separate chiddush that is considered shia.
No, they're not machalik. They're not machalik. Now, fine. That's mitzvah halacha l'maaseh. Now, other cases are built from this. Now, once you're choishes, how far to be choishes? For example, let's say you have. Yeah, we're talking about light bulb about this ish yourself in the beginning. Talking about now, chashma, nothing to do with heat. Nothing with heat, talking about a fan, talking about a watch, talking about nothing to do with the heat. No yatzla at this point. Let's say you have right now your plug's plugged in, but the mice, there's no current that goes through it because there's no light bulb at the end, or there's better than that without a light bulb. There's nothing at the end to make the current go through. For example, let's say you have a fan that's connected, a plug into the wall. However, it's not working, the fan, right now. Either because it's on the timer, Shalom Shabbat, or because mice, it's not working. Can you disconnect the plug from the wall and disconnect the circuits? You could tie the whole issa the chaznish, give me mavis l'chayim. Here it's dead. Keeping something dead, is there an issa in the chaznish? True, you're disconnecting the wires, but the whole yisad of making wires, the chshivas, even though it's yuafai, because you gave chshivas to it, you gave electricity, went through it. But here, l'maisi, you're taking a wire, it's into the wall, that maisi, there's nothing going through it right now, and you're disconnecting a plug that has no chashmal going through it. Is that mutter in the chaznish or not? Mitab boino. Not mitab. Mutter mitab boino. Is any issa boino of a soyser when there's no chashmal going through it? So, Shlomo Zalman in Shuvah and Chelak Aleph, Semir Aleph, he starts off Shemati, they say B'Shem and Chazanish, and they want to say this Boinan Tzaisa, even there's no Chashmal going through it. And he has the whole Shuvah saying that's not correct. And not, it's not that way. And in another place, in Isha Shalom, one of the Oras brings down, anyone that says this, Anil Loman Minadzai, I don't believe it's not true. Anyone says Chazanish, not true. If there's no Chashmal, Mice is not connected, and therefore there's no Boinan Tzaisa. Since Liazin Shuvah and Chelak Vav says, also people said the Shem and the Chazanish, that anyone who says the B'Shem HaChaznish, V'Vadai Torah Shoymei, either he made a mistake, they want to listen, or Eloi Havin, or misunderstood. V'Vadai, according to the Chaznish, no Boinan and Soyser. Fine, therefore, those places, even if the Chaznish, Dr. Chashman goes through it, electricity goes through it. If it doesn't, that means again, you have a fan that is working by Shabbos clock, you do not want to go on the future, you just pull out the plug, no Issa Mitzah Boinan and Soyser. Now, Al-Tzad HaSheni is mentioning the Sefer Das Chaznish, says the Chaznish says it's also. Now, his ma'am mokum is mincha shloimo, because from his alma starts off, shmati b'shem the chazanish. Now, to say that's your ma'am mokum is a fellow of tshuma. He has a whole tshuva against that. And you say that that's chazanish, as saying it's chazanish acid, but it's from his alma. So, chabibir. But my sister, the arsvarim, the same arsv mosin, he writes that he himself is the chazanish, and the chazanish said that my sister is also, even though there is no chashmal, the arsvabenu, Rav Horowitz. Also, he writes in Chelek Aleph that he personally asked the Chaznish. Chaznish said, "Osel lahoyed, b'shem tikamono. You cannot do mitzvah tikamono." So the Tzion goes this way, and that's Chaznish. They tell the Maaseh also, even the Chaznish. So even though Tzitzliyazin from the Zalman says anyone says it, I don't believe it. They made a mistake. Lehovin, the Maaseh, the Arba Samkul just said they personally asked the Chaznish. The Oroch of the Beinu said they personally asked the Chaznish. Chaznish the Maaseh asked it. Now Lalocha Maaseh is Machlokes. Even in such a case, what to do? The Adam Maisa goes with Machmer. Moshe Mordechai himself wants to ask the Tzabon of the Tzaisel, or seen himself passing the local Maisa. It is also disconnect. Anything that Maisa is, even though there's no Chashma going through it, it is a problem of Boin of the Tzaisel. Rav Grandman also, he ends up Tzarachin, but also wants to know it's with Tzabon of the Tzaisel. Oh, so Maisa, what is the problem? So there are different ways of saying it over. There are those that seem to be, when they're writing it, they seem to misunderstand the Metzias. They think that Chashmal went through the wire and goes until the end, and there's no way to show the light bulb and went through. Therefore, of course, you disconnect the wire from the wall. Of course, according to them, it's one of the soyser. But that's not the pashas of why they seem to be machmal. They seem to be machmal for either lavdavki, you have to be the poil be mavus l'chaim. It's the potential. The potential itself, that the creativity that you gave a potential into this world, the electricity can now go through this wire and go through this fan and go on and make the fan go on and make your watch work and make the light bulb work. That potential in and of itself is a wonderful creation in this world. Or And therefore they're being machmir tzad the potential shuvoi. A potential is a wonderful thing. It's a terrible thing to waste. But it's a wonderful thing to put in society. A potential is it's a wonderful idea to have potential. That stuff is enough to machai mitzah point of a soyser. Grumel Meis is usher, and no, Ladavka is bono. The kibba itself, even without grumel, no. No, because, no, potential itself, that itself, the chshivas itself, yeah, that itself, and therefore even the chibba is roughly, that itself is talka. That itself is a chshiv, potential is a wonderful chosheva zach, everyone wishes they have potential, then they have to bring it to the pile. Fine. No, let's say it's in the timer, for example, right, or you can put on the light bulb afterwards. That where you connected, the afterwards will have the potential. You can fix the afterwards part. Where you connected, you gave potential. So again, it depends on the case. We're talking about karko, refrigerators, or fans, but even that, is it oinu mitzah boinu v'soyser? You're not creating anything. Well, no, so let's you're asking Tom plug people for the kaka, nothing to do with Boyan and Saiser. Tom, you're asking Boyan, now if there's a big shikla das, people in Taina, plug is not part of the ground, not Mokhub the kaka, not Chilin the kaka. You're asking Tom Boyan and Saiser without Chashmal. It's not Chashmal, it's not Boyan and Saiser. So again, there's a tumult in the Chaznish himself says the Mice is ulcer, those who want to say it's Mutter, anyone says that made a mistake. Fine, Mice and Mitzad, that's Mitzad, bin Boyan and Saiser. Mice and Mitzad Mukhsa, big in the place from all Mice and Machman plug, so this is the Mice and Mukhsa. Especially Ben Hashmoshes, if it was on Maisa's Mokso, and therefore, even if you want to be Skomer and take the plug out of the wall, you cannot do it via Daim, you cannot do tilt of a Gufa, you tilt of a Tzad, so a Heter, you'll have to go through Klamo Mokso. So everyone agrees there's a problem of Mokso Shaboy. The only Makhloik is a problem of Boyne of a Soyser. What's the push of Nafkamino? Some people, let's say they have the old refrigerators, we'll get to our refrigerators. Old refrigerator, the light bulb goes on. So what do you do? So either you can cover up the switch, or you can just take out the light bulb and have it all week without a light bulb. So according to Chaz Nishti, you gain anything out of it. Why? Because the Meister, what happened? You open the door, the switch comes out, it connects the two circuits. Okay, the light bulb doesn't go on. So you just connected the two circuits. So according to Chaznish, people take out the light bulb. Do you gain anything out of it by taking out the light bulb? So the Meister, the Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky, a similar case by an oven also, that when... What? We'll get to the story. You say even better than that. Without getting involved with, we'll say even more. The Chaim Kanievsky, by case of an oven, some case, they took out the light bulb, and he said, Yesh machmir, the minigus v'meikul. Now, the Olatian L'chor, he wants to find, even though he passes the Chaznish al-Foyno, it passes even when the electricity does not go through it, you also over mitzah boino, come over to Olatian and says, however, by refrigerator, he'll be meikul. Yeah, the shark is for why to meikul. Yes, the Maya said, what is the reason why it's not Gisla Kalem? He says, afterwards, he saw from his almond that Chaznish will back to him, but he said mitzah himself. Because the Maisa, each thing by itself, the only reason why you're shutting off the light is because it costs money, it's an outside factor. Here, the Maisa, by your refrigerator, the stamshus is when you open it, the Maisa is through there, take the food out. When you close it, it protects it, also keeps the cold air in. So there is a stamshus when you open and close it. So therefore, a refrigerator, by essence, is a heter of Kisa Kalim. Even when the Chaznishi wants to title the refrigerator has a heter of Kisa Kalim. Because the holy side of Kohen the Chaznish is no head of Kisa Kalim, because the Etzim, each thing by itself is meaningless. Going together creates something. Here, Fakert, Betim, when it's there, it's storing it, holding it, taking the food out, there's Shtamshis when it's open, there's Shtamshis when it's closed. So Kohen the Chaznish, even by refrigerator, has a head of Kisa Kalim. It says that Gami Yishlachalik, Yimachal between the two, he goes on the Sfora. But the Maisi says, but only those want to talk to in general, maybe the Chaznish is not hold, there's any problem, there's no electricity going through. They even want to say you can't be Makel. But you want to tie it as a head of Kisa Kalim, because the Maisi says, the Shtamshis, right, what's open, side, what's closed. You want to open, take the food out. When it closes, keep the cold air in. What? That's true. So he says either the light bulb is only, but he gets the either can tell me mechalik that the light bulb itself is only in its configuration. He said, but Maisa, the way you use this machine, the Maisa, is held. It's open and closed. Therefore, as a way, the mitzvah of stamshus shabbat is open and closed. The life of the third aspect. He says, I got me one of mechalik. He says, mitzvah other sheets want to argue with me in general about pshat chaznish. It's a starkest swell. The Maisa is the get of kisa kalim. Maisa in the disciple's own house, this brought down off the Bein HaChalgal, the Maisa who knows to be making his own house, the disciple's house, that the Maisa, once the light bulb was disconnected, opened and closed it. And Ochs Bein did not say why, because it's a starkest for, even when the Chanis, the Maisa motor, the word of the disciple was, Shloikol Chibo Shosnei Chutim Ali Tikimono. That's what the disciple answered. No, it doesn't explain what that means. But Maisa, according to Sfora, the Maisa get of Kisa Kalim. Next case. Person, he puts his finger on the doorbell and starts ringing. So usually the automatic reaction is Shabbos, oh my gosh, you pull the finger off. But let's say you just on the sugya and you put your finger on the doorbell, and then you realize it's Shabbos, you'll not take your finger off the doorbell. Because when you put it on, it's fine, fine, you're shugging, matzatzik, whatever the case you were. To take it off, you're doing a ma'aseh seira on Shabbos. So maybe you have to stay there all day Shabbos. Just like the example, you would take your finger off, the light would go on, before you'll have a problem, and therefore the Shemir Shabbos says, let's say your finger goes off, the light will go on, there'll be a problem. Same thing, when you take your finger off, you're doing an issa, you're allowed to take your finger off this bell that's ringing on Shabbos. So, the Shemir Shabbos says, he wants a taina, that what's the side of the Chazanish? Chazanish says, if an outside factor does it, betim is mutter, except the reason here, it's built in, that what the when it's connected, it's not as if you're doing it, it's not b'nei adam, it's a ben b'chira doing it, it's built in, it's through science and technology, therefore it's as if it's created right now. The word of Chazanish is, ma'odim etzav ve'inkam b'ayno, if a person does no b'ayno, mitzad ha'chibur, why should ma'isa ba'al b'chira choshim no'ilad? Because if ba'al b'chira doing it, maybe it's no'ilad, but ma'isa, here there's no chibur mitzad the guf ha'dov, it's only outside factor. Therefore the Shemir Shabbos wants a taino, and the Simcha Bonim makes it down, and the Binyan Shabbos, the one time, even if you're the Chazanish, since it's an outside factor, so it's connected to sources over here, therefore, there's not, if you created any, gave any Tzura to the Geshem over here, since it's not giving any Tzura to the Geshem, then if you're allowed to take your finger off. If you're not. If you're not, I'm hearing the doorbell. Then you're at least no lad. No lad at least. Maisa, the Shmas Yitzchak of Darcy Tain is that it really depends what the svar is. He says, Echla mitzad being mechaber prokim, you want to taino, Echla mi not mechaber prokim, because you need an outside fact over here. But so if you want to taino, you're giving the tzura to the chot, the maisa, you're giving something over here for it, you're giving the electricity, the maisa, is alive, and it is ringing, and something's happening over here, give the tzura to the chot, the maisa wants to answer. The taino, you have to stand the whole Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. Fine, so you can tell me it's a svek and dash chaznish, what the whole, then we can take your finger off, cover the bris, maybe take it off the shinoi. But maisa, even according to chaznish, it really depends what svar you're dealing with, how do you stand the svar is, if you're allowed to take your finger off. If that's the only time you're not allowed to, because the safe feels like giving tzura to the Geshem. Yeah, but he says the whole, we want to say the whole chaznish says, his words on, the words of the chaznish is, that income boinu mitzad chibor. Chazanish says, a Baal Bechir ain't can boinim tal chibur, al chibur deism, at Shul Gashim there is. He says, read the word slowly, it says, Chazanish is only discussing mitzad chibur shavoy, that's roughly, fine, there's no chibur over here, mitzad Shul Gashim, so go tell him Shul Gashim, if he wants to answer. What to do when it happens, I don't know. Fine, next case, a refrigerator. Now first, there are our refrigerators and our parents' refrigerators. Our refrigerators, with my name, past 10, 15, 20 years, are very different. The old refrigerators, the only discussion they were discussing was mitzad the motor, that he caused to go on, mitzad the thermostat, mitzad the light bulb. Our refrigerators have numerous problems, Matthias-wise. First of all, a lot of new refrigerators have computer chips inside, and therefore they count every time you open up the door, or the thermostat might be also based upon a computer chip or a kaysev and writing on Shabbos, it changes due to that. There's another problem, I know my refrigerator and my brother and my sister, we all have a problem that when you open it, automatically the fan shuts, and you close it, automatically goes on. The fan is built that way in numerous machines past 15, 20 years, it's automatic 100%. It's not any miscavage, it's not a sub-psych ratio, it's a vada-psych ratio. It's nichol gather of nicholai. They also discuss the mitzad, the defrost system, it might count the amount of time you open the refrigerator, the defrost, a lot of machines are through a heating element, a mamash in case of avara on Shabbos. Fine, they also discuss the way that it might beep when you open the refrigerator. If you leave it open for a minute or two, like my refrigerator, it'll stop beeping. Now, how does it stop beeping 2 minutes later? Why? Because when you open it, right away the mechanism starts counting for a minute or two later. So the mechanism is working right now. You create something that happened right now. Fine, these are problems, Bismanenu, about our specific refrigerators. Now, there's a lack of idea. I've seen people buy them. I've asked them to check into it to know they found out there are problems. You have to buy an refrigerator and find a new one, or a new one means past 10, 15, 20 years. You have to provide the materials for people who know, not people who know the sugya, people who know the materials and the sugya together, not people trying to sell it to you because they're not nemun. I dealt with that. They were not nemun at all. They have no shaykhis. Fine, whatever the case was, but they have no, zero nemunis. So you have to know Matthias wise, you buy a refrigerator, these problems, and how to take care of the problems. Now that's what's sad when you buy a new refrigerator. The old refrigerator that you have inside the modem, inside the light bulb, so inside the light bulb, the mice of the place is very cool, you have to take care of the light bulb. If you don't take care of the light bulb, if it can go on Shabbos, so then we'll have to get to the sugya next week about in Miskavim's situation, get it going to open it for you or not. But inside the light bulb, whether you have to give it before Shabbos, you have to unscrew the light bulb, or you have to cover up the button, so the button won't pop out, and this won't be a problem on Shabbos. Mitzad the motor, so the way it goes is in the thermostat inside. Let's say the thermostat through mercury, not through the digital. So when you have mercury, it goes in. Usually, let's say the machine is off, you open the refrigerator, hot air goes on, therefore causes the thermostat to go lower, go higher, and therefore causes the machine to go on. So you're going for the machine to go on. So you did a maisa, a gram, of causing an Isra and Shabbos, whatever Isra you want to call it, Faino, Saiso, you want to call it Mailid, you're going for an Isra and Shabbos. Are you allowed to open up a refrigerator when the motor is off? Or even when the motor is on, you're allowed to open it. Maisa keeps the motor keep going. Hot air goes in, and therefore the motor keeps running. So Mitzad, the motor, Kidua, the three different Malchim among Poiskim and Kali Yisrael. There's one Malach, Shlomo Zalman writes in Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, he wants a Taino and Simen Yod, he wants to say, could be that even everyone agrees, he writes over and over, he writes Pashto Bar in the beginning of the Tshuva, he writes the middle of Tshuva, Pashto Bar, he ends up with Tshuva, Pashto Bar, Belief Fikbuk, and Avad, you can open the refrigerator, whether it's motor is working, whether the motor is not working, and his words are, Ein Nochen Klal Lemneya, Lesanik B'Shabbos, you should not even be Machmin, a whole back from Atonik Shabbos. That means the refrigerator, whether it's working or not, do not even hold back. Poshul Bor writes again over and over, B'li Pikpuk, B'li Shum Pikpuk, the Vadi can open the refrigerator whether the motor is working or not. Therefore, Dain Fisher, that is Vadati, went this way, Tzlezim Shuva go this way, they pass him Maisa's motor. Tell Hashemi, there's a large Chelik of Klal Yisrael, go to Chumro, Baron Kol and Shuva, and the Chelik Aleph Sim and Dalet, Dain Weiss, the Be'er Moshe, Rav Vosna, they tell you can only open up the refrigerator when the motor is working. Why? When the motor is working, then you're not doing anything, keeping it at status quo. But if you to be germ, the motor to go on, your gram, the vehicle, your gram, the master will be also. Yeah, the problem is not the thermostat. They're going to involve why not. Also, changing the mercury level is not a problem. The problem is not the thermostat, but it's digital. The problem is only causing the motor. The motor, the master, once it's on, you're keeping it at status quo, it shouldn't be a problem. Then there's the chaznish. So we'll get to it if we have time, or maybe another time. The third sheet is the chaznish. So my CL, you're not open it. Say when the motor is off. Say when it's on. That's big shal exactly why he held. You cannot open it when the motor is on. So Chodeshani explains why. Mishmeresh l'mishmarti. He made his own gzeirah. The mice people open it when the motor is off. It'll be a gorim and it might be a secretion. Therefore he asked it. Therefore even when it's on the motor, he made his own gzeirah. The way the Ochr Shabbos brings down in the new sefer, he brings down that even that Chaim Kanievsky wrote to them said even though the chaznish held you cannot open it when it's side the motor is on or off. However, once the maishah in the house of the chaznish, and the motor was going, and they forgot to turn off the motors, the chaznish paskin and that's the law is that you can open it when the motor is running. And the Chaim Kanievsky wrote to the Ochr Shabbos, he thinks that he even passed away even for gedolim. Even gedolim can open it. That means Mikad in the Chaznish held, you're allowed to open it when the motor is running. However, he made a gzeirah, fine, so there are those who want to be machmir, those who want to be mekel. The Maisa, what should a person do? The Maisa, large Chelik Klal Yisrael are mekel.
How do the Rabbeinu have a Maisa disciple
with the
light, with the light,
you have to work it out. No, you won't get anything out of it. Depends. No, it really depends how we're disconnecting. If you're disconnecting by the switch over here, we're disconnecting the refrigerator. All right. Well, you have to work that. Matthias wise. Now, the master, what to do? Moshe and Tshuva and our Chaim Chelik Dalad, Chelik Beis Biker, he tells that the person should be machmor for Rav Henking, and therefore Rav Henking says mechatchila, a person should only open it when the machine is working. However, Simcha Bonim examined the Sefer two different times, the Shabbos kitchen, Shabbos home. Even though Moshe said that way in Tshuva, Moshe himself told him personally that the Maisa is Mutter, can open it even when the machine is not working. And the Maisa, among Klai Yisrael, there's Mekan Lekan, some do, some don't. That's Mitzvah the old machines. Again, Mitzvah the new machines. You have to make sure that's working, that it has no problem with all these serum, other problems that are there. Now, what did you say to Shlomo Zalman's Heter? It really depends on other cases. Shlomo Zalman's Heter by a refrigerator, it says, Belishon Pekbok, is the main reason why it's mutter is the reason how you're causing it to go on to grama. It's only grama. You're opening it, how it goes in, it causes it to go on to grama. Maisa grama, there are more paskins in the Simon Shin Lamadal. The grama is also a left b'mok mefsid. So we're also by grama. However, since Yamor is quoting Ben Yoel, is a chidish geshita, Lav Rishonim argue, and the locha is a gemara called Chofa and Beis, Lois Sasa called Malacha, Malacha also grama the Maisa is mutter. Therefore, even though the Torah paskins grama is mutter, the Torah says that, we come along and made an ister bond on b'mok mefsid will be makel. Therefore, when the end of the scavenge, even with the psik ratio, with the grama, the Maisa is mutter l'chachila. That is icky, so there's numerous reasons to start with it. The reason why it's mutter, psik ratio, grama, psik ratio even to nichalei, with the grama, the maisa is mutter. That's his yisoid. Based upon that, we're going to involve other cases that are also grama. How far to take this? Maisa, we're saying that those are machmen by refrigerators. So the question is, take one case first. Can a person open up open up the door to the house, and you have heat inside the house, when the heating machine is on, the maestro keep it at status quo. When the heating machine is off, you're letting hot air into the room, cold air into the room, and therefore you're causing for the thermostat to change, and causing the heat to go on. So how in the world can you open up the door, the feed the machmirim bishlam, the feed the machkilim, you can taina, it's mutter, it's gone to the or hagam, and you saw dying fish and other taina, the maestro heating is even worse. The refrigerator, the shiloh, we're dealing with any issue deraisa at all. Maybe it's only mutter, maybe it's not deraisa. However, a heating element, cooler element is deraisa. So how in the world can you open up the door to your house when you have a thermostat and cause the heat to go on, which l'kola deraisa, dealing with the issa deraisa? How in the world can you open it? So l'maisa, the paiskim, again, even the machmim, we have kash tain, the machmim, the sain, the makilim. And hogan l'maisa in klaisal is kidua to your makel. The dain weiss, the l'maisa is machmer on refrigerators, he himself says you can't be makel by a thermostat when you have heating inside the house. And they have different svaras. One svar is, let's say it's the grama. Grama can be machma on. The grama says, grama machma hefsid is mutter. The maisa, what do you want? The heating go the whole time? It's machma hefsid. So it's mutter. Of course, your mother's matter it. Boydi says, Elamai, you don't want the heat to go on at all. It's machma tsar. Tsar is also nothing to get of hefsid. Grama is also mutter. Boydi want to tie no. Biashi want to tie no. When you open the door, true, the thermostat goes on. But so far, rochik from you, so far away from you. Therefore, it's not mesiachas back to the maisa to you. Therefore, it's nichol neged of ein of a scavenge klal. Therefore, for that reason, why it's mutter. And therefore, the anhoga a baker among the poskim the ma'aser it's mutter. Shabu yashim, shabu samazam, the shetolkoi, tay dain weiss. They poskim beikir it's mutter to open up a door when the heating element will go on inside the heater. Same thing discussed inside a mazgan air conditioner. Again, it works by thermostat. How can you open up the door when it causes the mazgan to go on? The same shiloh. Again, the svar is to be more machal by a mazgan more than a case of a refrigerator, but the maestro again, the place can make a makel either from the same source, it's not mesiachus back to you, or make mitad hefted, or make mitad the tsar, and therefore the ikkud on hogi is to be makel. A similar case, can you open up your oven? Also, when it's on the oven, the maestro is keeping it status quo, when it's off, can you open it? So Moshe the maestro is a true one, said the vat is not promised, not psik ratio. Moshe says maybe it's a grama. Moshe says mutter, which is simple bonnet me'it. Why by refrigerator, Yechoshe Rav Henkin, which maybe is a deraisa, to case of an oven, which is vada deraisa of Eish. Yes, it's kashu. But we see clear for Moshe Shita, Yel Bikav is no problem. He says a vada, you can open up an oven. The Maisha, those who want Taino, the Rosh Hashanah says an oven really depends upon Machlokes. What do by refrigerator? Therefore, those who are machm by refrigerator, be the same thing by an oven. Of course, the Kolshkin. If you all by refrigerator, like Dayan Weiss, and like the Chazanish and others, the Maestro, you cannot open it unless the motor is working. Core by the oven, you cannot also open it unless the heat is going in the oven. Now again, that's dafka by the old ovens. Our ovens, the Maestro, have a problem. Our ovens have something called turbo. The fan goes. You open it, the fan only actually shuts. If you have to know the Metzias wise what your oven is. Also, ours have a problem besides sometimes the light bulb element goes on off when you open it. So you have to know the Metzias are our ovens. But if you have an oven that does not have these problems of turbo or the light, or you get a Shaon, Matzav Shabbat, with a good Hashkocha, everyone points out. There are different Hashkochas I found out. Some go different technologies than others. You have to make sure you have good Hashkocha on your oven, and Maisa won't be a problem with something upon the Shaon Shabbat on the electricity, on the oven. Now, just two more cases. First of all, the end of a Shabbat elevator. I think everyone knows the whole tumult. A couple of months ago, when the Archa Shabbat came out, he wrote in the Sefer why it could be mutter according to certain shitas, according to other places, he might say it's also. The Maaseh, if anyone buys an Archa Shabbos now, he told me he already has four printings. The first printing he had it. The last, next three printings, he took out the whole entire page from the Sefer. He wrote in the newspapers, him, Rav Gelber, and Rav Rubin signed on the letter. They were chayzer from what they wrote in Archa Shabbos. Now, 2.5 months ago when he gave the share, he said why exactly was chayzer and rather why it's also. 2 weeks ago when he gave a share about it, he was halfway chayzer, not sure it's chayzer. It depends which company. One company works one way, one works another way. Maaseh, that's for for them to deal with, not for us to deal with it. And Maish is a big tumble. You have to find out if the Matthias changed his Vanenu. There are two problems. One Mitzah the Locha aspect, one Mitzah Matthias. There seem to have numerous elevators. The Matthias changed. Mitzah the going through a metal detector, the punishment very clearly. You'll go through if you don't have anything metal on you. If you have something metal upon you, it depends on how the system works. So if you take off the metal, you make sure you have nothing upon you, going to the Kreisel, Mitzah the metal detectors will not be a problem. The Mitzah the Indian of changing a fan from yes, oscillating to not oscillating, that means turning back and forth or not. So there's a save of Shabbos. He has a whole page with all the numbers, how the electricity changes and causes more chashmal to go through it when you turn it on or off. And therefore, once time it's awesome. Therefore, Chaim Knievsky or Bliasha, they're paskin, you cannot make the button go off and on. The Maisib Shlomo Zalman is brought down to Shulchan Shlomo. He held that amount of chashmal is commandless, it's not nikkur, it's not meaningless, and void most of it is the Grammy one steiner. They want to have vada smutter and nochshivas with Tav Shabbos, and therefore him and the Yaf Yosef and others want to pass in the smutter. Maisib, I know that the Yesh Viyesh and Klayasol, some are practically upon Matthias that the chashmal does not change. Some tell you what I mean, we test it does change. Fine, but Maisib, my colleague in Klayasol, can you change it from escalating to not escalating? Other case they discuss about a watch that a Maaseh, when you move it, can you use it on Shabbos? It makes the battery, it charges the battery, not, it has no battery, but it makes the watch work even more. So Maaseh also, it's what's the lochis of these watches? I heard different tamicham lekan lekan. The Maaseh lochis Shabbos after it. Others are after it. Again, you have to ask whoever can use it on Shabbos. This. Fine. Skitzer, it's getting late, so. Fine. Beikah tomorrow is we're going to start the sugya of Shemitz Kavan, the sugya of Kuf Kimom and Aleph. Yesterday the Rishonim over there, the Pesachim over there, and tomorrow morning will be the Dal Amos of Tefillah about walking to someone else's Rishos. Welcome.